Wilson was out at Caulfield. How was the morning, Rob?
Not too bad at all, Nadia. Apart from a little bit of patchy rain, it was quite pleasant, nice and warm for a change.
Okay, let's talk about these from stables, and we'll start off for Kieran Maher, who is going to have good representation with one of his better spring horses in Jukebox, who's going to line up in the Danehill.
Yes, looked very strong when resuming in the Vane Stakes and getting over the top of them for a win, and had a nice jump out last Thursday at Sandown on the course proper over 800 metres and cruised home under a hold to finish second to the Andrew Noblett trained Super Cash in 47.36 and looked outstanding, was never really pushed at all, and only got beaten about half a length, so was terrific work, and went around this morning on the steeple grass just to blow out a few cobwebs after a few days after the trial, and worked 800 metres on the steeple grass in 51.5 and came home the last 400 in 23 and once again was very well restrained and did it very easily. Looks in terrific order and hoping to keep his undefeated record intact, which is quite good. His feet are in terrific order and Kieran was delighted with the way he worked this morning. So I give him a really big chance to run well in the Danehill on Saturday.
What else is the stable likely to have run?
Yeah, Fox Swift is another that's nominated. Nominated for two races, the Captain Biantis over the 1100 and also the Exford Stakes over 14. I would suggest it will probably go towards the Captain Biantis over the 1100. Finished second to Blondie last start at Sandown, and Blondie's since come out and run a very good race last Saturday at Moonee Valley. It worked 800 metres the reverse way this morning and came home the last 400 metres in 23.5, so I think Fox Swift could be a serious contender in the Cap de Bianchi Stakes, while Schism, who was a good run last start behind Oregon's Day and Swampland when finishing fourth, it worked down at Warrnambool this morning, and it'll contest the Let's Elope, and according to Kieran this morning, the horse is thriving once again. It's had a couple of runs back and should run well again for the stable.
Okay, so that's a look at Kieran Maher's horses. Let's talk about a few for Mick Price. First of all, he's got Oregon's Day in the Let's Elope.
Yes, it was a really good win ahead of Swampland last start and got out to its preferred distance of 1,400 metres. Mick Price was very confident of the horse's capabilities on that day, and it was a terrific ride by Mark Zara to get the horse across the line. Should be better again for that run, and worked this morning with Princess of Queens on the steeple grass. They went 1,000 metres just in evens, ticking over very nicely, and came home the last 400 in a comfortable 25. Oregon's Day just sat off Princess of Queens and managed to pick up the horse quite nicely towards the line, and they finished together, so it was a nice little hit out for Oregon's Day, and I think you'll see a terrific run once again from the horse, and hopefully be super competitive again. He's got a number of horses nominated to run in the, I believe it's the Exford Stakes over the 1,400 metres at listed level. He's got Lone Eagle and Mighty Boss. They worked together this morning. Lone Eagle had no joy in the Mackenzie Stakes last start, and Mighty Boss, who ran into a very promising horse, Lena's Hero, when finishing second, trained by Tony Vazel, was probably looking for a firmer track but ran home well. They worked together this morning and they covered a nice distance of 1,000 metres on the steeple in a minute 5.71, which is fairly good going, and came home the last 400 in 24.05. So I'd suggest that they both run very well. Another horse that Mick's got in the race is called Holm. It's a colt resuming, was very impressive on debut, winning at Wodonga in June. And he's a colt that looks a really nice type. Shaded Ooyong Feng, who's also nominated in the race. Ooyong Feng finished fifth last start, just faded late and will be fitter for that run. But as I said, Shaded Ooyong Feng, who was third in a trial also last week at Cranbourne, they went over 1,200 metres this morning in a minute 23.82, came home the last 400 in 24.5, so they're going very nicely indeed. Holmes certainly looks to be one that you'd keep a close eye on, because I think it's certainly a horse full of promise. Aside from those, Nadia, he's got Moe Rose, who's a nice little filly. She's going around, hopefully, in the listed Cap de Bianchi's race. Was a good win on debut, and worked 800 metres this morning in 54.24 on the steeple. Home the last 400 in about 25.5. Nicely controlled and a comfortable run home to the line. It's a big step up, obviously, but Mick Price is fairly pleased with the way the horse is going, and I'd expect her to be competitive, to say the least, Nadia.
Okay, so that's a few there for Mick Price. What about Stuart Webb? Is Great Esteem going to line up?
I believe so. He didn't have that great a run last start, but second up he can certainly produce the goods. He can run a bold race and worked over 1,200 metres this morning on the steeple grass. Ran home his last 400 in 24.5 on the steeple, and speaking to Stewie, he's pretty positive that the horse will run in the Sofitel. So it's certainly a race that he has been shown in the past that he can get up on speed, second up, and run a bold race. So hopefully he can run well. Anna Royale's also resuming, the South Australian Classic winner at Group 3 level. Also third in the Queensland Derby after having no luck in the Oaks. Should be running on well. It also worked quite nicely over 1,200 metres this morning. Very similar work to Great Esteem and on the steeple, and came home in 24.5 seconds. While the Adelaide Cup winner, Anas Mirabilis, is resuming, had a good third at a Cranbourne trial last week and just worked evens this morning over 1,600 metres. Cruised home the last 400 in 24.5, and I'd expect Anas Mirabilis to run reasonably well. Does come up against some good horses in the handicap over the 1,700 metres, but I would expect if it's running on strongly, should be competitive once it gets a bit further in distance.
Okay, so that's Anas Mirabilis there. What about John Maloney's horses?
Yeah, the Flying Jess, in great order, was narrowly beaten in the Group 3 Cochrane last start behind Savannah Amore, who managed to just pip it by about half a head. Was huge odds, and Flying Jess has come back in great order from that run and worked really well this morning over 800 on the steeple. Got around in 52, and the last 400 in a well-controlled 24 seconds on the bit, and looked to be hitting the line nicely. I'd expect her to run very competitively also against Oregon's Day and the like, Schism in the Let's Elope, while Henry Dwyer has Swampland also nominated. Horses narrowly beaten by Oregon's Day, ran really strongly through the line last start, and fit going well and will be competitive again after doing a nice bit of work over 1,000 metres in evens. And just cruised home. It was almost a trot home the last 400 in 27.5 on the steeple for Henry Dwyer. So plenty to like about Swampland, and also Flying Jess. They'll be very competitive for both stables.
Okay. What about Robert Smerton?
Robert Smerton has three horses nominated to run this week. All of them had jump outs this morning. Berisha went around over 800 on the course proper in the first jump out of the morning. It'll likely contest the handicap over 1,700. Had a reasonably nice run over the 800 this morning, and wasn't pushed out too hard, but just a tune-up for Saturday. So hopefully you can run well. Should run well the further it goes. The Answer My Friend is nominated for both the listed Sofitel over 1,400 metres and a couple of races up in Sydney at Randwick, the Group 3 Bill Ritchie handicap over the 14 or the benchmark 85. Depending on how the horse pulls up, undecided on where the horse will run at this stage, but had a nice jump out in the second jump out this morning, as did Lavani, who is a horse that can certainly run well and has been in good form. Was a good run last start, and if it gets a run and gets into the field, into the Let's Elope, I think you'll see it. Another good run from Lavani. Aside from those, Nadia, Barisha had to come up against some fairly talented stable mates in the first jump out. Ability, who has been flying and is headed towards the Moyer Stakes in a couple of weeks. It went around with Now or Later, ridden by Noel Callow this morning, and Now or Later absolutely ran beautifully this morning. It's certainly coming on quite nicely as it ramps up its preparation for spring. It beat Home Ability, and they put a bit of a gap on the rest of the field this morning, while not only the answer, my friend, and Lavoni in the second jump out, but the Blue Diamond runner Property from the Smurden stable was very impressive also, Nadia. So it looks to be on track to resume in the coming weeks throughout the spring. So plenty to like about what's going on at the Smurden stable.
Definitely. Okay. What about some highlights? Who do you think are the key horses we can follow?
I think this weekend, if you follow Jukebox in the Danehill, I think he'll be very competitive once again and hoping to keep his unbeaten record intact. I think Holm is one of the little bit of odds that might run well in the Exford Stakes. Aside from those, another one that could run a bold race is Fox Swift, if it goes in the Cap de Bianchi's race. And I think you can also do well with Oregon's Day. You could almost box up quite a number of the horses in the Let's Elope behind Oregon's Day. Swampland, Flying Jess, and even Schism once again. They ran the first four last start, so they might be there or thereabouts again, Nadia, on the weekend.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.
Rob Nicholson and a report from Trackwork at Caulfield this morning. It's now 20 to 12.